Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we like spooky things.
Spooky things.
And we really, really like self-care for yourself. What did you do this week for the self-care?
So this week for self-care, I had some quality time with my husband. We put Ronan to bed, and then we watched Frankenstein.
I know. You guys were talking about it, saying it was like the best movie you guys had seen.
It's so fucking good. If you love art, love literature, if you enjoy things that are pleasing to the eye and things that warm your heart and are like a really, 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 really good story, you need to watch Guillermo del Toro's Frankenstein.
Netflix?
It's on Netflix.
All right.
It's so fucking good. Like, we literally were like, should we watch it again tonight? Like, because it was so good. So I love it because
I feel like movies aren't as good now.
Movies suck now. This is the best movie I think I've seen since, like, The Great Gatsby or, like, Inception.
Can I tell you a creator you should watch that just makes me laugh so hard? She watches bad movies. Her name is Jamie French. And she gives a synopsis. Review of it. And it is... I watch it before I go to work every single day.
Hilarious.
There's a new one. It's amazing. She did like Mean Girls too.
Oh my God.
I couldn't even handle it. It was so funny. And then she did one like Pop Star with Aaron Carter. I was like crying laughing.
Oh my God.
She's so funny.
I need to tell you about this creator on TikTok who is, I literally like, you know how sometimes in the bottom of TikTok, it'll be like, it's a playlist about this thing.
Yeah.
And you can just like put the playlist on and it will do their videos.
Yeah.
So she does paranormal stories from Chicago and she's like an intuitive. So she has all these amazing stories about her personal experiences with vampires, with mermaids and all this stuff.
In.
She's fucking hilarious.
Will you send me a video?
Yeah. I'm looking her up right now because I'm obsessed with her. Her name is Kat G.
But I need you to listen to Jamie French because it is so funny.
Okay, so her name is Kat G. I just didn't know if her like TikTok name was that too. But it is Kat, K-A-T-T space G. And she does Paranormal Chicago. She's got like 40-something videos of her personal experiences. So good and so entertaining and so terrifying. Like
2 G's?
Yep. No, two T's, sorry.
Wow, 2 G's. That was dumb. Jaded Cat, 89.
K-A-T-T space G. Yes, that's her. I love her.
Okay, follow.
Y'all are truly Jane. Fuck the beehive. The cat's meow was it. Y'all is my people.
Okay, I like her.
I mean, just that right there.
I'll send you Jamie French
okay,
videos.
Okay, send me her
she's
too.
So funny. Like, she does synopses of movies, and she, like, is really good. She'll, like, cut out the people and put herself in there and have the conversation with them. Oh, it's so funny.
I love that.
Oh, my God. I watch it, like, before work. Like, so that's good. How much fun I'm having is that I'm just, like, sitting there, and then I'm like, oh, yeah.
I just, like, listen to this girl as if it's a podcast, because it's literally just, like, a video of her talking.
Yeah.
So I put it on, and I'm, like, cooking dinner or, like, whatever, put the playlist on, and I'm just like, what the fuck? She needs a podcast.
I do Two Hot Takes is another one I like to listen to. It's okay. The Am I the Asshole?
So good.
Yeah, I can listen to those
but
for hours.
Those sometimes piss me off, because I'm like, these fucking people in the world, you know?
There's one where it's like, am I the, like, her best friend and her fiance like had a bet Like, she dated this guy for a little bit, and she had a bet that he couldn't date that her best friend, which is, I think is weird.
Weird.
And she's like, just so you know, your fiance and I used to date, and actually, like, he bet me he couldn't date you, and then you got engaged, and I, like, told him the bet was off, and he's like, no, I'm actually, like, in love with her. Like, I wouldn't get engaged for funsies.
Yeah, that's, like,
she's not... like, and I'm actually, like, really into him, so I need you to back off. She's like, our wedding's in, like, a week. I listen to this.
What?
Yeah.
Like, see, it's that kind of shit where I'm just like, why are people such shitbags?
That's not your best friend.
Yeah.
Like, could you imagine, like, sicking some guy on your close friend? Like, no.
Like, what is this fucking, like, she's all that?
Yeah, exactly.
The fuck?
She's gonna win prom queen.
Oh my gosh, she took her glasses off and put her hair down. She looks all beautiful.
She's amazing. Even though it's like, yeah, it's Rachel Lee Cook. Like, she's, look at her. Look at her.
Look at her gorgeousness.
Yeah. Beyond the glasses.
What did you do? Sorry, that was a tangent.
No, it's fine. I went to dinner with Scott. Me and Keith went to dinner with Scott. We went to La Loma. It was really good. So
what'd you get?
And then yesterday, Jess and I went shopping too. So at La Loma, I did the flautas.
Always good.
I'm like, you know, there's two things I did. And then Jess and I went shopping and it was really fun.
What were you guys shopping for?
Just
shopping. Just shopping. Just to like walk them all.
Yeah. Sometimes like I got you that ghost at the craft fair. So.
Oh yeah. That's cute.
And Victoria's Secret's bringing back the dogs with any purchase. So
I found you needed a dog.
Well, I needed bras. Oh. So I was like.
And the dog was a bonus.
Yeah. Okay. I was like, this is hilarious. And it reminds me of like being in high school.
Wow. Yeah. That's a faded memory.
That's a throwback.
Dust that one off.
Yeah. It was like, oh yeah, these were a thing.
I forgot about that.
I don't even know what I did with my old dogs, but it's fine.
They're probably at Goodwill.
Yeah, probably. That's where they go. But yeah, I got one. I just laughed and I was like, this is hilarious. So
that's fun.
Yeah. So two fun things. All right. What are you going to tell me about this week?
So this week I am starting a new series.
Oh, cool.
A spooky series. So I'm going to be talking about some more urban legends, some cryptids.
I almost did urban legends this week. How crazy would that have been?
But these ones are specific to Colorado, and some of them I've never heard of. Okay. Which I was kind of butthurt about, because I was like, yeah. I'm sorry, what?
How is it possible
that I don't know this?
That there are urban legends that we don't know.
Exactly.
Like, that's weird.
And so, not gonna lie, I actually saw my, like, inspiration at the magic of the jack-o'-lanterns.
Keith took a picture of that shirt. Yeah. And he and I said we didn't know some of these. I was about to ask, is that not weird that I immediately thought of that shirt?
Because that shirt was really cute and I was going to buy it. And then I was like, $35.
That's what we did too. We were going to buy it. And then we're like, not for these prices. For,
like, in this economy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So isn't it funny, right when you said that, I was like, well, because I was about to say, we saw these cryptids that were on a shirt at the magic of the jack-o'-lanterns.
And I'm about to cover those.
Yes, please. Go on.
So first up is the Hatchet Lady of Red Rocks.
Never heard of it.
A.K.A. the Headless Hatchet Lady of Morrison. A.K.A. the Hatchet Lady of Morrison. A.K.A. simply the Hatchet Lady.
I mean, evolving.
She's got many hats that she wears.
You know what?
Who doesn't have a lot of them involving hatchets.
Hatchet hat.
Hatchet hat. So apparently this is an urban legend that we should be familiar with because it's all about like the West Denver metro area. So maybe we just weren't west enough, but like we're close.
We're pretty fucking west.
Yeah.
Like.
Because it's still considered like Jeffco. Like, so I don't know. Never heard of it, so of course I was like, what? So I looked into it, and I'm just going to start out with like a quick...
Go for it.
Red Rocks history lesson.
Yes.
Because if you've never been to Red Rocks, look it up. It's fucking amazing.
I have a current love-hate with Red Rocks, so...
It's... I mean, they're overselling it, let's be real. But whatever. So the formations of Red Rocks, it's like two really big... rocks that are kind of like slanted in a way that one is called Ship Rock. It kind of looks like a ship.
Yeah.
The other one is called Creation Rock. They're like 300 feet high. They're epic. It is kind of...
And they amplify the sound perfectly.
Yeah, so it is framing. It's on the right, it's on the left, and then the stage is way down below. And then there's, like, stadium kind of seating that goes up the hill. So, like, you go to Red Rocks for a concert, you're going to get a workout. Wear your walking shoes.
Yeah, bring an inhaler.
Bring an inhaler.
If you have asthma like Kim.
Yeah. So these rock formations were, they took 300 million years to form. So they're like old, like dinosaurs walked around there. If you go a little bit further.
Do you think the dinosaurs saw a concert?
They're just jamming.
I was
out.
Like, what's the dumbest question I could ask that?
But there's like literally like dinosaur footprints around there near Dinosaur Ridge. Like, it's like old as shit.
Can I tell you a fun fact about Colorado really quickly?
Sure.
The most dinosaurs? Fossils have been found in Colorado.
Mm.
So
I love that.
For I us. Feel like I've given this fact before, but I don't know. But yeah, Colorado is the most fossils have been found here. So.
Sucks that your state bingo, doesn't bingo. Have fossils.
Yeah, sorry, not sorry. Live in Colorado. Actually, don't. Okay, go on.
So before it was transformed into the amphitheater we know today, Red Rocks was a sacred site for various Ute tribes, which occupied the area for many, many centuries before the Cheyenne and the Arapaho moved in during the 1800s. Yep. Obviously, the natives were, like, very well aware of this amazing space because they considered it sacred. So, it's always had a special, like, allure about it. So, they would do, you know, dances and rituals and whatever because they were like, yeah, this place is fucking sick.
And so, let's steal it and take over it and make it into a amphitheater so we can make money, you know.
And that's where, in 1905... Cosmopolitan magazine editor and all-around rich white guy, John Brisbane Walker, bought the land. So he's that same dude who built that huge mansion on Mount Falcon. Remember when we went on that hike on Mother's Day? I think it was a Mother's Day. And we went to Mount Falcon, and then you go up, and there's, like, ruins of this, like, huge mansion.
I was about to ask if it was burned down.
It was.
Okay, yeah.
So it was burned down, like, lightning struck it, and then it burned to the ground, basically. Yeah. So that same guy, he's just, like, a Denver, Colorado, in general, rich guy. He had a lot of ventures out here. But Red Rocks was one of them. Mm-hmm. And so he had this vision to build a stage between the two big formations and hold concerts there. So in 1906 was, like, the first kind of, like, official-ish concert where there was, like, a stage and, like, an opera singer came, and it was this amazing thing. But in 1941 was when they built the actual, like, seating that's there.
Yeah.
And that's where it's, like, officially, like, kind of similar to the Red Rocks today. Obviously, they've made upgrades since then, but, like, that was when it was, like, how we see it today.
Yeah. Makes sense.
So, yeah, it's, like, an amazing, epic concert venue. If you ever have the chance to go there, absolutely go there. It's
your
gorgeous.
Tickets are going to be very pricey, but I think it's a cool experience.
Absolutely. Okay, so now to the urban legend of Hatchet Lady of Red Rocks. So according to Adrienne Montoya of Southwest Gothic Podcasts, retelling of the legend, the Hatchet Lady appears as a hag. Dirty and ragged, bony, hunched, with a formidable nest of gray hair.
Jam sounds like my Saturday night.
Sounds like me. I'm just kidding. I don't have gray hair.
No, not yet.
And I'm also not a hag. Rude.
Well, depends on the day.
Debatable.
I was like, hold on.
So, she moves with astonishing speed and strength. Like, think zombies, you know.
Oh, that would freak me out if you're like a hag with like gray hair and you're like you moving
you
quick.
Look fragile but you're like
just swift. Kidding
you're
just
like
kidding
sprinting.
Yeah,
when she swings her hatchet she yowls like an animal and bares her gapped yellow teeth.
That sounds scarier
that
than
sounds
any
disgusting.
This is why we picked the bear.
She'll chase you on foot or in your car.
Oh,
but everyone seems to lose her at some point.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Could you imagine after a concert you're driving
you're
home?
You're just like, and then this fucking lady is like chasing you with a hatchet.
Like, no thanks. Goodbye. The EDM concert was so great. Oh no, hatchet later. There's a lot of EDM concerts.
There is a lot of EDM. And you know what? I love that for Red Rocks.
Yeah, it's a great place to have it.
Hell yeah. Okay, so who was the hatchet lady? Like, what the fuck is her deal? There are a few variations of this urban legend, all which refer to the hatchet lady as old Mrs. Johnson. So,
it's always the Johnsons.
Fucking Johnsons. The first rendition of this is that old Mrs. Johnson had a few beautiful daughters who she was overly protective of. It is said that she would chase suitors away by wildly swinging her hatchet at them.
Honestly, I support it. You know what?
She's a girl's girl.
Yeah. She's like, he's not good.
Like, get out of here, sir.
Yeah. He's not good enough. Ass. Yeah.
Out of here.
Don't take her to Miami and act like it's special. It's not. Okay, go on. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
First thing I thought of.
So she has a specific disdain for young couples in love who would park at Red Rocks, you know, a little hanky-panky time.
Is that a thing?
I don't know. I mean, how many times have you had sex in a car when you were, like, in high school? Like, yeah, it's a thing.
Were people having sex in high school?
Yeah.
This girl wasn't.
Oh. You know what I mean.
I couldn't help myself. Okay,
so in some variations, though, like I said, she's a girl's girl.
Yeah.
If a stupid idiot man has wronged you, you can go to Red Rocks at dusk, summon her with some sort of spell. I couldn't get the exact, like, incantation, but basically I think it's like you just say hatchet lady three times and like ask her to come to you.
Fucking Beetlejuice or Candyman
or Bloody Mary, I don't know.
Thank you, another story you've told very
so
nicely.
She'll come to you and you just like tell her the name of said shithead man and she's like, all right bestie, I'm gonna fuck with him.
I'm kind of
on
her
side. Thank you. So example,
thank you.
Cutting his brakes. So violent a little bit.
That's crazy.
It's a little crazy.
Especially around Red Rocks.
I love her enthusiasm though.
I get it. You gotta be careful.
You gotta be careful when summoning ghosts to do your bidding.
Just kidding. We love men sort of, but
some of you could use some work.
Yeah. Probably not. If you're listening to this, you're probably like,
you're probably good. If you're,
yeah, you're probably great,
this.
But
you're probably a feminist.
Yeah.
Not in a Portlandia way. Okay. So, did you see that?
Sketch? Yeah. Was so funny. You sent,
like,
it to me.
I just wish that, like, we could have some validation for being such good feminists.
If you guys haven't seen the episode, just watch it, and you all know a man that is like this.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so the second rendition of the legend goes that in the mid-20th century, there was an elderly couple by the name of Johnson, obviously, who lived in Morrison. Mr. Johnson got very, very ill, and rough times came upon them.
Oh, no.
So they grew poorer and poorer, and old Mrs. Johnson's mental health started to dissipate as her husband got sicker.
Well, Morrison's a small town even now, so yeah. I can't imagine, like, back in the day, it was probably really, like, lonely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And eventually, the old man succumbed to his illness and he passed away. So poor old Mrs. Old Johnson, she not only lost the love of her life, but sadly she lost her home too. She just like couldn't afford it anymore.
Yeah.
So she resorted to living in caves up in the foothills of the Dakota Ridge.
I hate that.
Right?
Yeah.
And like, it's cold here in the winter. It's cold here. Like, even in the summer when
but
night
especially in
falls,
that area.
You know? Yeah. So, at this point, her mental health took a pretty sharp decline. And, you know, I mean, it makes sense. Like, she's being alone in the hills. She's trying to survive.
Yeah.
And she's grieving the loss of her husband. So,
all bad things.
Not a good, you know, compilation of things.
Mm-hmm.
She became angry and bitter. And when the people of Morrison did come in contact with her, she was usually carrying a hatchet, trying to gather firewood at dusk to stay warm. So she was not only unpleasant, but she started to become violent towards people.
Well, I wonder if, like, people were, like, being awful to her.
Yeah, maybe.
So she just kind of had to be that way.
I don't know. But at first she would be seen just kind of like talking to herself, like having like heated debates with
one. Yeah.
And then if she saw you, she'd like lunge at you and she'd snarl like an animal.
Absolutely no thank you.
And people were like, oh, they're kind of concerned, but they're also like pretty freaked out because she's got a hatchet.
Yeah.
And sometimes she'd actually like run after people and
chase them to scare them
away from her.
That's scary.
And she would be like full blown, like swinging the hatchet as she's chasing you. Like, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
No, thank you. But even though authorities were made aware of these encounters, she always just kind of seemed to disappear into the woods in the nick of time. So they never really got to like be like, ma'am,
yeah,
you can't be swinging hatchets. You know, so she came to be known as the Hatchet Lady of Red Rocks. She would lurk around those parts, especially at dusk. You know, she's gathering the wood, and she would basically just like harass and scare the ever loving shit out of anyone who got too close.
So it's just like people will still see her spirit sometimes.
So after a while, people didn't see her as much, like in the flesh.
Okay.
But she must have eventually passed away. And then people started seeing an apparition.
Well, I mean, in the elements alone, like, especially as an old
lady. Yeah, you're, like, feeble and, like, yeah. How would you even survive? I wouldn't survive, dude.
No, like, absolutely not.
Yeah. So it became evident that even though she passed, her spirit still remained. And obviously, she wasn't a nice spirit. Like, she was pretty bitter.
In a bad mood.
She was angry. She was violent. And there have been many reports of a ghostly woman carrying a hatchet and chasing you. Oof. Like, you could, like, see through her. You know, like, she's, like, definitely a ghost.
Yeah. Opaque.
Yeah. And if it is said that you go to Red Rocks at midnight and you sit in row 13, seat 13, she will appear to you. So we should definitely go
I think
that.
We should do it. I was like,
I would say the same thing. I'm like, let's bring a picnic. Concert season's over.
Yeah. Let's do a charcuterie board. Exactly. I don't know. Like, how fun would that be?
That would be amazing. I'd bundle up a little bit.
Yeah. You guys can bring your cheese. I'll bring all the meats.
Yeah.
I'm like Arby's. Anyways, but yeah, that would be fun. I can't wait to see what happens. Yeah. 100%. We should bring weapons.
Or, like, maybe some sage?
Weapons and sage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the third rendition.
You know, weapons, you know, go together with sage.
Because like, you gotta, like,
I know. All I'm thinking is
hatchet,
like,
the hatchet lady.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotta out hatchet her.
I don't want to. I'll bring a hatchet. I'll make it a fair fight.
I'll bring a bigger hatchet.
Yeah.
Like, try me.
I'll bring a machete. I don't know.
We have some machetes.
Yeah, so do we. They're kind of spooky when you hold them. You're like, this is like,
this could like definitely
do some damage. Yeah, I definitely don't know why I'm holding this, but bushes.
Okay, so the third rendition is that when Richie Rich Guy, John Brisbane Walker, first bought his land in the Morrison area, he was actually neighbors with old Mrs. Johnson and her ranch. And basically, they had, like, a neighborly beef because old Mrs. Johnson didn't like his idea of creating an amphitheater. And he also had, like, some other plans where he was like, we're going to make an amusement park.
Why
and, like,
do people with big land like, don't get along?
Fucking relax, dude.
Yeah.
And so she's like, no, we're just going to have, like, loud music in my, like, peaceful ranch. And we're not going to have, like, fucking carnival rides. Like, no. And so she was mad. And rumor has it that she would meddle with the construction. So she'd show up in a black hood and just like wildly swing her hatchet at the construction workers.
Okay, relax.
Like, what is this, fucking Scooby-Doo?
Yeah. Chill out. I don't even know.
Old Mrs. Johnson.
I wish she wore a rubber mask. That would make it funny.
So
it's Miss Johnson.
Who knew? So according to this legend, one of the times that she was harassing the workers with her hatchet, she actually killed a man.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, wait. Ooh. If you're swinging a hatchet wildly, someone might get hurt enough that they're killed?
What a profound thought.
What?
So apparently she got him right in a major artery and the dude bled out. So as construction continued, because she was like super fucking old at this time, like she's like, I don't know. She's like feeble, you know?
And well, if her husband's dying, like of illness and stuff, like, you know.
She's very old. Yeah. So she actually died of natural causes as the construction continued. And it's said that she still holds a major grudge towards the concert venue because she didn't want that to happen. And now people are there.
All the time.
Yeah. And she hates it. So she will chase you down with her hatchet if you cross her path. And she's still like super pissed off and she's got to like let her opinion be heard. So when John Brisbane Walker's Mount Falcon Mansion burned down in 1918.
They wonder if there was a correlation.
Yes.
Okay.
Although it was struck by lightning, many of the people of Morrison who had heard of old Mrs. Johnson were like, oh no, is she just like fucking with him again from beyond the grave?
Yeah, well, that's what I was wondering. I mean,
who knows?
That's petty and I'm here
for it. And I love it for her. So finally, the story behind her name of the Headless Hatchet Lady is that the Hatchet Lady's ghost would hide in the shadows of the Morrison Bridge, which, if you remember, was where Adolf Kors III was kidnapped.
Okay, I was about to say, I feel like a little story's going to happen.
And that was episode 65. If you haven't listened to that, go listen to it. Apparently,
listen to all of them.
Right?
Yeah.
Apparently, she lurks there waiting for anyone to come into the darkness so she can chop them up into little pieces. So sometimes she appears as headless just to, like, scare people even more.
What is with us and headless people lately?
I don't know. Oh, this is so random, but John Brisbane Walker had a connection with Tarrytown. He lived there.
Oh.
Isn't that weird?
Guys, Tarrytown is what Sleepy Hollow is based on.
Yeah.
That's insane. That's really weird that I just said that. And then you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Tarrytown's not big.
No. It's a very small town.
It's small. So that's crazy.
Yeah.
And also, fun little fact, they did Magic of the Jack-O-Lanterns had something about, I'm going to upload that.
Yeah.
I filmed it.
So cute. Okay, so there are probably, like, a whole bunch more versions and variations, just depending on,
stuff
like,
changes with time, too.
And, like, depending on who tells you, you know, like, it's just, I mean, that's, like, kind of how urban legends work.
Well, think about, like, Bloody Mary. People are like, you say it slow, and then you get louder. And yeah. And, you know, how many different renditions of what you see.
Whatever, yeah.
So all I know is Red Rocks, 13th row, 13th seat, be there midnight. Some night we plan.
We're doing it. Fun fact, there was actually a real Mrs. Johnson who lived in Morrison during this time that Red Rocks was being, like, constructed into the amphitheater, and she is buried in the Morrison Cemetery. Although there are no records of Mrs. Johnson being a murderer or a crazy hatchet-bearing lady, you know,
who knows?
All urban legends do have a thread of truth, so... Yep.
They come from somewhere.
Yeah.
So
that's the crazy story of the headless hatchet woman of Red Rocks, headless hatchet lady of Morrison, hatchet lady. She's got a hatchet.
All I have to say is the fact that both of us haven't heard about this, it's kind of like,
kind of mad. I was like, I'm sorry.
Like,
what?
It's not like it's like a different town. It's not like it's like, you know, Colorado Springs where we don't really know that stuff. It's like,
yeah,
in our backyard. So I was like, interesting.
Yeah. And all the times we've been to Red Rocks, like, I don't know.
There's never something about it. No. Yeah. So.
And apparently, just like as a side note, there are other ghosts that can be seen at Red Rocks. So like, sometimes people will see Native Americans dancing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People of the Ute tribe doing their, you know.
Especially if it's a sacred land.
Or, yeah, right? Makes sense. And then there's also said to be an old miner who haunts Red Rocks as well. But those are just like kind of side characters next to the hatchet lady.
Maybe we should pay attention next time.
I know, so, right?
Yeah. I didn't know about all this.
I had no idea.
Yeah. So. Fun. Well, crazy. Yeah.
So we'll post some pictures of, you know, John Brisbane Walker, and maybe I can find like a cool, creepy photo or like drawing of the Hatchet Lady.
Yeah.
Or maybe I could just make a drawing of the Hatchet Lady.
I mean, you have the skill.
Let's do it. And if you want to see those pictures, you can visit our Instagram at Mysterious Mavens Pod on Instagram.
If you want to send us self-care tips, story ideas, really anything, please email us at MysteriousMavensPod@gmail.com. We're still giving away friendship bracelets.
It would also be cool to like know where you're listening from.
Yeah. We got some analytics and we found people in different countries, and I think that is so cool.
Yeah.
So cool. So interesting. But yeah, also please like, subscribe, rate us 5 stars, please. Tell your friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they'll tell 3 friends, and then they'll tell 3 friends, and then it's just...
And then we'll all be related to Kevin Bacon by some degree.
Thank God. It's like... I just want to be related to Kevin Bacon. I just at want least someone, by 7 degrees.
I want like mutual friends to know Kevin Bacon.
Yeah. And I just want to do a Footloose dance with him.
Footloose. Footloose.
I don't know where Kevin Bacon came from, but I'm not even upset about it. It's great.
Anyways, that's our show.
Yeah.
So self-care yourself.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye.